Turn in your Bible today to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. I want to preach this morning on the subject of good name. We at the graveside service for Brother Ron Rail this past week used this text, and I wanted to develop it just a little bit more today, but at the same time I wanted to share some thoughts that we shared with the family and friends over in our church cemetery this past Monday evening. Now, we gathered this past Monday at the cemetery for the committal service for Brother Ron Rail, a beloved servant of the Lord and greatly loved in our church. And I chose as my text Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1. I want to read this same verse this morning. The Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Also, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Let's bow for prayer. Our Father, as we bow before you in prayer today, we do so with thanksgiving that we're able to be here in this service this morning and to open the precious Word of God and to preach from it. And I just pray now that you would bless these few words, these few thoughts, and encourage our hearts today. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I was thinking today while the choir sang that particular song about the blood that Brother Gordon Crouch used to always shout when that song was sung. I thought, well, Brother Gordon and Ron both are shouting now in heaven because of the precious blood. Now, I wanted today to expand on my thoughts a little bit. This is the first time that I can ever remember doing anything quite like this as far as duplicating a funeral sermon type message. My purpose today is not simply, obviously, to preach a funeral service message. I want to expand on my thoughts a little bit, but I just feel like that whenever you attempt to have a service at a cemetery, it's difficult. It's hard enough to hold people's attention in a church, much less at a cemetery site. It's not the best cemetery site anyway out here on the busy road that Sandy Ridge Road is, with cars going up and down the road and people standing out, and it's just tough. So I actually prefer to do a service inside of a church where we can get people's attention a little bit better. That's just me, of course. But I wanted to continue on in some thoughts today. I spoke at the graveside this past week, and I promise to repeat my thoughts here, due to the fact that it's not as difficult here as it is battling those open-air elements. You know, a person's name is valuable. That's a fact. A person's name is valuable. Now, I wouldn't recommend that you run out here and try to sell your name on eBay. I don't mean it quite like that. A person's name may not have that sort of wealth when we talk about a monetary value. But a person's name can mean a whole lot more than simply something with monetary value. The value of a name is in proportion to a person's character. When we think of a name, we think of character. So far as the way the Bible presents the aspect of a name, we think of a name, we think of a character, we think of a reputation. The value of a name is not simply in the name per se that you and I received when we were born into this world physically. The value of a name is enhanced by character. And when I think of a name and a character, I think of Brother Ron Rail, obviously. Now, I did hear of a joke of a person who had an unusual name. His name was William Stinks. He went to see a judge about having his name changed. And the judge looked at him. He said, well, I don't blame you for wanting to change that name. He says, it's not the best name that I can think of. He said, what would you like to change your name to? The man said, Bill Stinks. I don't know that he helped it very much, do you? But here, the Bible talks about a good name. To begin this morning, let me say a few things about the significance of a name. A name could be a word or a words to identify a person. We name children. A name speaks of identity. We call a name. And if we're in the audience and our name is called, we perk up, we listen. A name is used to identify a person. A name sometimes could be a disparaging epithet, such as calling a person a fool or an idiot. Sometimes a name is used in a negative connotation. A name could imply a quality of character or reputation. When you talk of a person making a name for themselves, we simply think of the fact that that person has enhanced their reputation, their character. But a name is important. You know, it's an interesting thing when you stop and think about how important people have names have been so far as how we relate to people in terms of names. In the 19th century, the world was weary. It was a world that was weary in war. Napoleon was conquering and leading into battle and winning victories. And the world was weary in the 19th century. But in 1909, interestingly enough, a man was born whose name was William Gladstone in Liverpool, England. In 1909, a man by the name of Alfred Tennyson was born in Somersby, England. In 1909, a man by the name of Oliver Wendell Holmes was born in Boston. In 1909, a man by the name of Abraham Lincoln was born in Hodgenville, Kentucky. You see, 175 years later, there's not a whole lot that gets our attention in terms of the accomplishment of Napoleon at the time of the wars, but I'll tell you, who can forget the names that I just mentioned? Names are significant. A name could refer to a family clan. For example, we all know about the Rockefellers. We know about the Bushes. We think of the Clintons. We think of the Rothschilds. We think of Donald Trump. Names are significant. A name could imply a certain relationship, such as if you call someone your friend. A name speaks of a relationship. A name could refer to a title or to a handle. You may call someone Mr. or Doctor or Mrs. It could be a title. When we talk about names, we think of a forename. We think of a nickname. We think of a family name. We think of a maiden name. We think of a surname. Names are significant. A person may have a good name in the eyes of man, but yet be a miserable wreck in the eyes of God. Every person is stained by sin. Prior to salvation, they're lost, they're undone, they're under condemnation. A person can reach notoriety in this life. They can be known for their power, their prestige, their money. Their name can be known all around the world. And you hear their name, and immediately you think of a popular person and a powerful person. But yet in the eyes of God, a person's name may stink. I'm saying this morning that character is the important thing. It's how we appear in God's sight. It's how God sees us. It's whether we've been saved or not. We can have a powerful name, But if we're lost without God, we have a puny name that means nothing in the eyes and in the sight of God. A person can have a famous name, a powerful name, yet be a spiritual pedab in God's sight. The real value of a person's name is not in the fame or the fortune that they may have. The value of a name is recognized by character, and particularly Christian character. And that brings me to my second point, Christian character. We've mentioned briefly about the significance of a name, but let's journey to the second point, the value of a good name. I can say this morning, we receive a name at birth and spend our lives attaching meaning to that name. We all know people who built great value around their names. If you mention their name, people remember them, as I've said earlier. Now, let me come to my original purpose. Brother Ron Rail was a man of character. Brother Ron Rail was loved, respected, appreciated, probably as much as anyone that lives on this block. When people think of Ron, they think of a person that they love. Brother Ron was a deacon of our church, faithfully served. And I thought it was a blessing to have the deacons of our church serving as pallbearers. I know the family appreciated that at Brother Ron's funeral. He was a Christian worker. He was a good husband. And Ron was a good dad. I think about the countless hours and days that Brother Ron spent there with his dear wife, Ann. He couldn't make it to church. And very possibly, due to the loving attention that he was giving to his dear wife, he perhaps was not giving the attention that he needed to give to his own physical condition. A good husband. His character added luster to his name. You know what? Could I say this morning that character is no accident? And thus a good name is no accident. When a person has a good name, it's no accident. I believe that God is the author of a good name. I believe God is a giver of character. I believe God is the one that blesses us. I believe it's God that gives a luster to our character, the grace of God. And that was seen in the life of our beloved friend Ron. Our parents may give us the label of our name, but only God can add luster to that name and develop that character. I've noticed this, that people with character are unselfish and live to serve others. And wasn't that true of Ron Rail? He lived to serve others. And probably it was taking a toll on his own life in the process. But if he had it to do over, he'd do it again, wouldn't he? That's the kind of person he was. Ron had a good name. I think of the significance of a name. I think of the value of a name. I think of the owners of a good name. My third point is this. The owners of a good name. Who owns a good name? Who possesses a good name? You say, well, we all do. Well, I understand that logic. We're proud of our families. We're proud of our heritage. We're proud of the name that our parents gave us. We're proud of our family name. But let me be quick to say this morning, again, I'm repeating my thought. We can have a wonderful family name, but if we don't have a name that's been blessed with a luster of God's grace, our name is still missing something. The owner of a good name. I believe a good name is worn by a genuine Christian, myself. A genuine Christian has a genuine testimony of the saving grace of God. A genuine Christian lives a dedicated Christian life. And I think of Brother Ron. He was here and he was faithful, wasn't he? A genuine Christian is a genuine person in their home. They're faithful to their spouse. They're a role model to their children. A genuine Christian has a genuine hope and leaves this life with peace and confidence. And that was true with Brother Ron Rail. Many of us that were at his bedside, that visited him in the hospital, that visited him in the home, we left there saying, well, that's one Christian that I know that has peace with God. He has his bags packed. He's ready to go. None of us saw any remorse. None of us saw any regret. None of us saw him pushing any panic buttons. We know that he was ready. I was up here at his house one day and I said, Ron, is there just anything I can do? And he said, preacher, just preach my funeral message. And I thought, that's an honor to preach a funeral message for a Christian like Brother Ron Rail. But I tell you what, a Christian dies well. Someone that knows the Lord dies well. When we have Christ in our life, we can face death. Thank God for that peace that passeth all understanding. Thank God for that joy that never ends. Thank God that when we come to the river of Jordan, we can still face it with a smile and with confidence because we know the Good Shepherd. And we not only can quote the psalm, we know the Shepherd. Thank God, that's the blessing of life. There's no remorse, there's no regret, there's no sorrow, there's no great pushing panic buttons. God's people die with dignity. Amen. And that's how our friend left here. That's how he left here. The owner of a good name. Those that own this good name I'm talking about are serious about God. They're serious about the Bible. They're serious about old-fashioned Christianity. And that describes our dear brother. Then I think of something else to mention in a practical way this morning. A good name is a new name. Think about that. A good name is a new name. I illustrate it like this. The first birth gives us a name, but the second birth gives us a new name. When we came into this world, our parents took a look at us and named us. They gave us our physical name, but when I came to Jesus Christ as a sinner and God saved me, my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I received a new name. I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad I'm going to heaven, but I'm not going there on the basis of my first name. I'm going there on the basis of my new name. There's a new name written now, that of glory, and it's mine, and it's mine. I can say that today, can you? A good name is a new name. I must say this. When we think of that new name, which, by the way, overlaps with a new creation, new character. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God not only gives us a new name, God gives us a new nature. I mean, we're made brand new. Now, think about the origin of the fact of a new name. The origin. Where do we get it? I hope this morning, if you're here in this service and all you have is a label of your physical name, I trust you'll get serious about the fact you need a new name. What's the origin of that new name? Here it is. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the origin. The origin of the new name is in the grace of God. The origin of the new name is in salvation. We receive it when we receive Christ. That's how the new name is received in salvation. But now, another thought. There's a consequences of a bad name. the origin of a new name, salvation, but there's the consequences of a bad name. Namely, just your physical name, no more, no less. The consequences of it is judgment. The origin of a new name is in the grace of God. The consequences of a bad name is judgment. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the consequences of a bad name, or simply the consequences of being lost and dying unsaved, is the judgment of God. Now the acquiring of a new name. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I come now, this morning, finally, as we reflect again upon our dear brother, I will say this. A good name is worthy of duplication. It's worthy of duplication. The name Ron Rayle is a good name and speaks of a man of character in a life worthy of emulation. You have to know the Lord Jesus. You have to live for Jesus Christ to live up to that name. We all in this church that know Ron know him as a Christian. We know him as a faithful Christian. We know him as a dedicated Christian. We know him as a person that would be here. You could count on him being here. You think of the countless times and services that Brother Ron Rayle showed up in this church by himself because his dear wife couldn't come. But yet, while everything was okay for him to come, he was here. Imagine how that must have hurt him, though. I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful? But it wasn't in God's will, of course. But wouldn't it have been great if Ron and Ann could have just, both of them had the health, both of them continually coming to church together, been able to serve together more than what they were able to. But yet he still came. When I think of him, I think of a faithful Christian. I'll tell you what, there's not too many people today. Thank God there's many in this church, but there's a lot of folks that are associated with our church that are not that faithful, though. And let's be honest. There's some folks, while they're looking for an excuse not to be here, Ron was the type of a person that was looking for a reason to be here. And he came. When I think of his name, I think of a person, a name that's worthy of duplication. But in order to duplicate that life, you need to know Christ. And then you need to be a faithful Christian. Ron was not just a Christian. Ron was a faithful Christian. And there is a difference. There is a difference. You know what? I believe Ron's name had a luster, because Ron loved the one who has the name of all names. The name of Jesus. Ron was focused upon that name, which is above every other name. And when our focus is upon that name, the sweetest name of heaven, then our lives down here will be in order. I heard of an illustration of a blind man one day sitting out in a public place, reading, attempting to read a Braille copy of Scripture. But what happened? The Braille pages were loose knit, were not combined, and as he was reading with the use of his fingers, the Braille pages, he somehow lost track of what he was reading. But yet, for some reason, he stayed with Acts 4:12. He kept repeating, "Neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name none other name among men whereby we must be saved." He forgot what he was reading, but for some reason he stayed on Acts 4:12. He kept repeating, "None other name, none other name, none other name." Someone standing in the crowd snickered a little bit. They thought, that poor fellow, he don't know what he's doing. But there happened to be someone that day standing in the crowd. The Spirit of God was using that simple statement. None other name, none other name, none other name. That man left and went home. And those words kept coming to his mind. None other name, none other name. And the Spirit of God spoke to his heart. He got saved by the grace of God. He later on gave testimony. He said, for all of my life, I've been trying to make it on my own name. I've been trying to depend upon my own works. I've been trying to live according to my own strength. But he said, I found out that day there's none other name. And that's what God used to get my attention. And I got saved from that simple statement, none other name. My friend, I close this morning with this simple thought. When we think of a name, a good name, we think of Ron Rail. But when we think of the best name, we think of Jesus Christ. The name Jesus is a saving name. The name Jesus is a satisfying name. The name Jesus is the sweetest name you'll ever hear. So if you want your name to have new luster, come in contact, become acquainted with that name that's above all other names. And God will bless you. Let's bow our heads in prayer.